Payroll employment increased by 223,000 in May 2018.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, in May 2018, non-farm payroll employment rose by 223,000, which translates to 1.6% growth in employment in the U.S. Unemployment rate dropped to 3.8% in May, the lowest level for the unemployment rate since December of 1969, 45 years ago. The number of long-term unemployed, those jobless for more than 27 weeks or more, has dropped by close to 500,000 since last year. Unemployment rate never drops to zero. Its lowest rate in the last 65 years was 2.5% in 1953. And its highest level, 10.8%, happened not during the Great Recession, but in the 1982's not-so-great recession. In the Valley, the unemployment rate reached 13% in 1982. Those of us who lived here then still remember that devastating year. Since unemployment rate never drops to zero, we have invented a proxy for the lowest realistic unemployment rate, and we call it the full employment rate. And to nobody's surprise, economists can't agree on what exactly that rate should be. From 3.4% in the 1960s, the rate increased to 5% in the 90s and then dropped to 4% earlier this century. The current labor market is, for all practical purposes, at full employment level. As forecasted in January on this program, the unemployment rate has now dropped to 3.8%. And many economists expect it to drop to 3.6% by the end of this year. Okay, back to the unemployed. The total number of officially unemployed was 6.1 million people in May. The official unemployment rate is designed not to count all the unemployed. For example, the discouraged and semi-discouraged unemployed ranks, which is hovering around 1.5 million, are not counted as unemployed since its members are not even considered as part of the labor force. But the biggest problem in the official count comes from a much larger group of people who are officially considered as employed. However, they don't entirely agree with that description. There are 4.9 million individuals who have accepted part-time jobs due to economic reasons, while still looking for a full-time work. Now, when we count all these groups, our real unemployment rate, which is called the U6, was 7.6% in May. During the Great Recession, this rate peaked at 17.1%, and its lowest level was 6.8% in October 2000. A combination of tax reductions and significant increase in federal expenditures has created a strong fiscal stimuli to the economy, which is already in its seventh year of recovery. Along a slight drop in unemployment rate, many economists further expect to see much higher deficit, higher interest rates, and higher inflation in the next 12 months. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.